In the fast-paced world of today's marketplace, are you looking at your business and wondering, what will it take to get known and drive traffic? This is Your Business Matters Show, the place where your host, Kevin Yoon, shines the spotlight on industry leaders to discover the power of business matters, to share the insight that can positively impact your bottom line. Success is not about knowing your business matters. It is what you're doing with what you know. Turn up the sound and get ready for Your Business Matters Show. Here's your host, Kevin Yoon.
This show is all about providing you with methods, tools, and resources that you can use in your business on a daily basis. My whole game plan here is to provide you things and tools you use that will open up your mind and have you wanting even more. And this is what drives me every day. My story, if you don't know it, real quick, chased my dream, trying to go to pro hockey, 5 years old, told my dad, got to get there. Took me 37 years at 42, got to pro hockey, realized, oh my God, what am I doing? And I realized my whole journey had been about helping people, coaching, guiding, teaching. And it was like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do. And now in my business, that's what I do, is I help other people. So it is a pleasure to be here with you this week. Now, who's the guy beside me? Well, his name's Dr. Josh Spodek. He's the author of the number one best-selling book, Leadership Step by Step. He hosts the award-winning podcast, Leadership and the Environment. He's a professor at NYU and Columbia Business School, teaching and coaching leadership and entrepreneurship. He also writes a column for Inc. magazine and has a daily blog. Oh, and he holds 5 Ivy League degrees. Pretty cool? Well, welcome to the show. Josh, thanks for joining me.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Thanks for starting this whole process. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, this is cool. You know, the topic today is really leadership and hashtag 1L1P. So we are going to kind of educate some people today, but the game plan was to really start with leadership, what it is, what it's all about, how does it impact me as a business owner? I'm watching this, what do I get from it? And then what we can actually do with it. Because if if people, and Josh, you're going to talk about this, but you know, it's great to have concepts, but how do I apply that? And today we're going to show you how to apply it now, like into your business and of course into your personal life, which is who you are in business anyway. So let's dive in. So I'm going to do this. Josh, I want you to talk about kind of leadership from a big topic, maybe a little bit about your book, like why leadership? Why was it critical? Why now? You know, that topic, because there's a lot of talk in the marketplace about leadership, right? There's like, leadership, I kind of know, but what is it really? And I'm going to kind of leave the floor to you and just kind of chime in.
Okay, yeah, it is a really big topic, and people recognize it's a really big deal. I mean, you read the front page of the paper, there's a lack of leadership in the world. And why, if you asked why I care about it so much personally, 5 Ivy League degrees, I have a lot of academic training. And I left school, my last degree was an MBA, and I took a lot of leadership classes. It was a lot of case study, a lot of reading and writing, analytical stuff. Definitely better than nothing, but it didn't help me actually practice leadership in the world when I got out there. And so the past 10 or 15 years now since business school, what's been driving me is not just what is leadership, but how do I learn leadership myself to practice it more effectively? Because I don't think people just want to know leadership so that I can point out that person's an effective leader and that person isn't, while not being able to lead myself. I think people really only care about it as it affects them. How can I learn to lead better? And what's driven me is that to learn to lead more effectively, or to teach people how to lead more effectively, analysis, academic, all that stuff I'll put it this way. If you want to learn how to play piano, it's nice to take a class in music appreciation, but it doesn't help you learn to play music. If you want to learn to play music, you got to put your fingers on the keyboard and play some scales. Every resource that I see out there is leadership appreciation. It's not going to hurt, but it's not going to help.
Love it.
It teaches you to say, okay, that person's affected. That person's not. This person's a great leader. This person wasn't. But it doesn't help you lead. And I feel like, so what I've done is I've created a set of exercises that if you do them, you will develop the skills, experiences, and beliefs of an effective leader. In the way that if you play a lot of scales and play some simple pieces and play some more complex pieces, you'll become a piano player and you learn how to play music. If I tried it, you mentioned hockey, because sports is another thing where you start with the basics. You don't start with a rule book. So I feel like I've come into a world in which everyone who wants to learn piano, everyone who wants to play a sport, currently gets told, all right, go sit in a classroom for a year, listen to a bunch of theory, write a bunch of papers, and then later, we'll have you play some music or play some sports. That's not how we teach fields that are active, social, emotional, expressive, but most of all, performance-based. You learn by starting with the basics. And that's what I do. I teach the basics.
So when you get into working with business owners and how you help them, because you'd have your business, not just only your book, but you also get your business coaching and you're teaching and you're guiding. When they come to you, what are some of their struggles as they have that mindset about, you know, Josh, I'm going to be a leader, or I am a leader, or I'm trying to be a leader. What are some of their struggles that they walk in with, or maybe paradigms? Maybe they're walking in, you know, like, oh, this is how it is, but really it's not, it's this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the biggest reasons, it tends to be people, either they're being considered for a big change in role. Like they've had some management roles, they've had some maybe leadership roles within the functional area, but now there's a general leadership role. Like they're going to have to manage not just, I don't know, maybe they came up through marketing. And now they can start to manage salespeople and technology people and maybe some IT people, you don't know. And suddenly the skills that they have to be much more general. They know that there's all these people skills out there that school didn't teach them, but they don't really know how to learn them, because if you just read books and watch TED Talks or even take a few classes, it doesn't teach you how to develop these skills, how to develop the experiences. And when you work one-on-one, I mean, I give people exercises that are the equivalent of scales. They're the equivalent of like dribbling in basketball or, you know, in the military, you have basic training. You have basics. You do the basics. So I give them these exercises. Most of the learning is done between when we work together. If it's a class, in the classroom, mostly we review the work that was done between classes. And when I work with clients who are working professionals, then when we work together, I say, here's an exercise that will develop the experiences that you don't have. And let's role play a bit so you don't, you know, you make a few mistakes with me so you're not making them with people where your job depends on it.
Hey, practice. That's what practice is for, right?
Practice, rehearsal. That's where you learn these things. And so we do a little role play, we do a little practice, and I say, okay, now go out and practice with people. And over the course of the week, they practice with usually their peers, sometimes their spouses, sometimes their friends, eventually working out. You know, another big reason people come to me, oh man, one of the biggest reasons is, I got a problem with my CEO. I can't deal with this place. I got to leave. Help me find a new job. And a lot of times, about half the time, they find a new job. About half the time, they stay in their existing company because they learn how to relate with people more effectively and create meaningful relationships. And these social and emotional skills, you know, you lead your manager. You lead the leaders in the company, and then they treat you as a leader.
Well said. So let's do this. So as a leader, and I know I caught a little bit on your book, I did listen to some of the audio piece, and there were some practical applications that you gave to people. So we gave kind of a good highlight saying, hey, I did some homework, you know, or I'm going to do some homework, right? When you talk to leaders today, one of their fundamental issues, and this is just for me speaking to people, but I'm seeing I want to see if it's consistent kind of thing, and that is that there's such a dynamic change in the marketplace. Like, you know, how we used to lead as a business owner in the 80s, let's say, is I'm the boss, you listen to me. Is there a shift that actually has to happen in them as an individual? Not forget a leader, like in them as an individual to say, how do I get people to follow me? Josh, like, I got all these people, but they're not listening to me. They're not, like, what do I do?
Yeah, there's a big
shift.
Like
some things. Yeah, I was going to say, there's some things that you can talk about just because we're in the marketplace of today. It's like, holy crap, there's technology, there's kids, there's mindsets.
Oh, it's not, those aren't the changes. It's, I mean, what you talked about, you know, for people our age, it's people grew up thinking command and control. That's how you lead. There's a guy in the corner office. He's wearing a suit. He tells us what to do and we got to do it. And when I get up there, then I'll do that. And another big thing is in the media, you know, you put on the blue face paint and you charge into battle. And it's like a lot of people who grew up with video games, they think you got to level up and keep, like, you got to be the best at everything in order to be the leader, which is not the case. Leading means you're going into situations where people don't know what to do, including you. And if you think you have to know everything, you're going to hamper yourself from the ability to lead. So now there are cases where command and control is necessary, but it's usually crunch time. And when you really, there's a place for that. But it's very rare. Much more important is emotional awareness, emotional skills. Be able to, if you want to motivate someone, you have to know what their motivations are. If you don't know what their motivations are, it's like you have your hands tied behind your back. To get them to feel comfortable sharing what they care about, what their passions are, what motivates them, then you can use those motivations and connect those motivations to the task at hand, and that will imbue that project with meaning for them. So the big challenge in leading others, and I'll put some context here, because there's also leading yourself, which is another element, and that's very important as well. Your own emotional moods, how you can motivate yourself. But put that aside for now. Motivate others. What I teach is to communicate and behave in ways that make people feel comfortable sharing what motivates them. When they share that with you, then you know how to motivate them, and you can connect what motivates them to the task. Now, they normally don't share these things because if I tell you what I care about, if I tell you what motivates me, it opens me up to judgment, it opens me up to being manipulated, it opens me up to being hurt. And so people protect themselves. They usually don't share those things. And so to behave in those ways, that's the great skills of a leader. To be a great manager, managers, they guide performance. They tell people what to do, and it's important. Leadership without management, you're not going to get the job done. So you need management. And the goal of management, a great manager gets compliance.
Leaders
work with things that aren't so tangible. They work with emotions and motivations. You can't see these things. A great leader gets loyalty, gets dedication, gets enthusiasm. So I like to point out, and management without leadership, that to me is the DMV. It's like a bureaucracy, and you get promoted when the person above you leaves and you've done enough stuff. And there are people who are like that. They aren't the ones who come to me for coaching. The ones who come to me are the ones who are there into leadership. But leadership without management, you get dreamers who don't get things done.
I'll put my hand up.
I think the two go together very well. And it's like strategy and tactics. It's leadership and management. They go together very well.
All right. So we're going to go into a little bit of vulnerability, because I was reading up on you. We've had some cool conversation in this new movement. And I'm going to say that, through a thought, through things that you've done. For those of you that don't know, Josh, this is a very interesting man. Can you imagine only having one garbage bag as your, I'll call it, your living in your life, your home, wherever, and all you deliver is one garbage bag a year? Josh, you have surpassed that. Your whole concept about the environment. So now here you are leading people, right? And say, okay, this is my business, this is what's going on. But from a personal perspective, you're also leading. This is not just you talking and going, yeah, I've been an educator, let's go. You're leading even on a personal level. You care about the environment. You want to make a difference, which is, I would say, massive kind of characteristic traits of a leader, right? Wanting to make a difference and making sure you care. And here you are, and you've got this thing called hashtag 1L1P that I want to go into, because I want people to see how quickly. So let's say you're not a business leader right now, and you're thinking, yeah, I want it, but I want to make a difference. I want to do something. You've got something, Josh, I think is huge. We got to talk about this, because it's great with leadership. And I'm just going to literally turn it over to you. Just go hashtag 1L1P. What is it? What can we do with it? And with this show, what can we start?
Yeah, you're talking about leadership in different areas. And I think great leaders, you don't lead in one area and that's it. You become a leader and you lead. And leadership, of course, is not telling people what to do all the time. It's listening to them, understanding them, and helping them achieve what they wouldn't have otherwise. So the more people work with me, the less that they're like work-life balance. They don't separate these things in the first place. And I can almost predict it. Like month two, maybe month three, working with a client is when they come back to me and say, my spouse or my kids, they started picking up on this stuff. And I never talked to them about that. But, that's where we shift over to life leadership. Life leadership isn't the right word. It's got too many connotations. But it's, having the social and emotional skills to create great relationships that are effective and two-way and mutually beneficial. So, yeah, the environment is very important to me. I don't know anyone for whom the environment is not important. I mean, whether it's cleanliness and purity that's valuable to you, whether it's fairness and caring about others, whether you don't want mercury in your fish, you don't want plastic all over the ground when you walk outside your front door. And the more my leadership skills develop, the more I can't fathom, I can't allow myself to do things that are against my values. And years ago, it was now nearly 4 years ago, I looked at my garbage and I realized a lot of my garbage is from food packaging. And it hit me, I can't blame other people for my choices. And I wanted to say other people are making me feel guilty, but it was really my own internal feelings. And at one point I said, I got to stop this. I don't want to feel guilty. I don't want to feel so helpless. And I gave myself this little challenge, got to go for a week without any food packaging. The only food that didn't come in packaging. No rubber bands, no stickers, no bags, no cans, no boxes. And I don't know if I could do it or not. Actually, when I first had the idea, I did what I think what school taught me to, which was I analyzed and planned. 6 months went by when I was just sitting there. Every time I thought about it, I feel like, I feel so helpless. I don't know what to do. Oh, let's analyze and plan. And finally, one day I just said, let's do it. And I made it 2.5 weeks, actually, with no, you know, I allowed myself to finish what was in the cupboard.
Right.
Pointing at my cupboards now. And I said, but otherwise I just went to the store. I'm like, well, that's in a box. That's in a can. That's in a bag. Can't get those. Well, it was broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, you know, and that's what I got. And I could get beans and cook them. And so, for a while I went, it took me, maybe I went from a week between times I took out the garbage to 2 weeks. Then it was a month, then it was 2 months. Now I'm about to finish month 15 of this load of trash.
Month 15. Like, yeah. Wow.
You know, the longer I go, the more I think I'm not really impressed with myself. Back then I would have been impressed with this. Now I'm like, yeah, that's the way it is. Because when did it become normal to pollute and so amazing not to pollute? And now I find more and more people who are way ahead of me, who, you know, they, a family of four produces like one jar of garbage in a year. So I'm like, I got ways to catch up.
Yep.
And that's my values. Other people don't feel the same way. That's their business. I don't tell people what to do. You know, one big part of leadership is helping people to achieve goals that they want to achieve, but haven't been able to on their own. Mm-hmm. And so I help people who want to, but I do not tell people what to do environmentally. I mean, if I do, it's a mistake. I try to step back, but I think that there's enough people out there telling people what to do.
Right.
It's not a moral issue for me. It's a consistent with your values issue that I try to help people with. And so getting to 1L1P, I'm glad that you put this teasers out. I hope people are like, what is this 1L1P?
Because
I think it's going to be something really big. And it's just overwhelming. So I do all these things. I have this podcast and I've interviewed a lot of people and helped them achieve goals that they've wanted to achieve. Here are the two biggest things that I see holding people back from acting on their environmental values. One is, I want to do something, but if I do it, no one else does, then it won't make a difference. So why bother?
What's the point? Yep.
Yeah. That's the absence of meaning. You know, leaders help create meaning. The other is, well, this little thing is so small, it doesn't matter. This big thing is so big, it's too hard. And people could talk about carbon counts in the
footprint.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can talk about amount of plastic in the oceans. They can talk about all these different measurable things. That's the result. Causes people's behavior. And what causes people's behavior is people's beliefs, their emotions, their motivations. And I want to work with that. I want to work with those two things to give people meaning in what they do. And if they think it's too small or they think no one else is going to do it, I think those are the biggest problems that I see. And what helps people act is gives people one thing to do with a vision and how that connects with everybody else. And that's 1L1P. 1L is one piece of litter per day. I've been doing this for about a year and a half, I live in New York City. I walk outside. I don't have to go very far to find trash. At least one piece of trash per day I pick up and I put it in the garbage can. Total elapsed time per day, maybe 1 second, maybe less. Because it just so happens, it's always in my path, sadly.
That's okay. Let's make that clear. It's not about you going around the park and walking for 20 minutes trying to find garbage, right?
Oh, I'm glad you clarified. Yeah, it's not. It's just, I'm just walking down the street. If it's in my path, I get it. And as it happens, I spend most of my time where I spend most of my time. So I'm cleaning up the world, my world. Now, I'm not cleaning the world. I'm just moving garbage. I'm not reducing the amount of garbage. I'm just cleaning it. But increasingly, I pick up more than one piece. If it's in my way, I'll pick it up. But I don't limit myself. But that's just because I can't help it. I'm enjoying it.
Right.
And when I go out and I pick all the trash up in my path, and then I come back, my path is clean on the way back. I've cleaned up my world. I can see it. Total left time, it's like nothing. Total cost, nothing. And 1P is tell one person per day. So the 1L1P movement is, everyone, maybe you do it for 30 days, maybe you do it for 2 weeks, maybe you do it between now and election day, because I think this will get votes, is you pick up one piece of trash per day and you get one other person you just tell them about the movement and see if they'll join it. If they don't want to do it, you can't force them, but at least tell one other person. And if everyone tells one person per day, and then that person tells one person per day, and you keep doing it, you don't just tell one person to stop, you tell one person per day, that's exponential growth. And that grows really quickly. So I think, I see a lot of people who say things like, if everyone does their part, it adds up. But I don't agree with
that's
that.
huge, Josh. That's totally like that's what the well, if everybody else would do it, or if everybody did it, then we'll make a change. It's got to start somewhere.
In principle, that sounds nice, but everyone says it so much that I don't think people believe it. I don't believe it because I see all these stuff about straws. I'm like, people are putting straws all over. Like, okay, if everyone stops doing straws, but we don't change fossil fuel consumption,
right?
It's like penny foolish and pound penny smart and pound foolish.
That's right. Yeah.
So I don't see anyone getting a mechanism to make the jump from one person doing something to a lot of people doing things. And people, when they do things like the straw stuff or legislation, they keep saying, everyone else, change. Cause this legislation to change and then I'll change. There are people who they'll compost, they'll reduce their consumption of fossil fuels, they'll do things. The people who would change are changing. Right. The people who aren't changing, the overwhelming majority, certainly in the United States, they're not changing. There's no mechanism to get you and me to change. And that's this mechanism. It's 1L1P, and when you do it, take your camera, take a picture of the piece of trash, maybe do a little video, and put a picture of you putting it in the trash can, hashtag 1L1P, and then when you get someone else to do it, if they're up for it, take a picture of them, say, you know, Kevin joined 1L1P for 1 month, and then maybe you're smiling, and then now you're in.
Yep.
And at the end of the month, I predict you're going to keep on doing it because it doesn't cost you anything to pick up the trash.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, at some point you're going to run out of friends. I will. I don't have like thousands of friends. But, you know, you just keep it going. Actually, I'm going to, you know, I'm on media right now. And my goal is to back people up with this and make some videos. And ultimately, well, I don't know how to do this myself. I don't have the coding skills. But I hope to enlist people in the project to give you feedback. How many people are growing? How to make videos of all these changes.
Yeah.
So I really want. I was talking to someone yesterday. He's like, Josh, you got to do videos of every piece of trash you pick up for a month. And I was like, that sounds great. What I really want to do is a video of street in New York City and see as this movement grows. I want to see the streets become cleaner, become more pure, the way that they can be. I mean, we all know, I don't know if we all know, but like Singapore, very clean. You can eat off the streets.
Absolutely.
Not quite, but you know,
no,
something like
not
that.
Allowed, not allowed to spit, no gum on the floor. I mean, that's their way of, it's a way of life.
Yeah. And
everybody gets it.
They're no less human than any of us are.
Right.
It's just I'm looking for cultural change because when you get in your car, you don't think about putting on your seatbelt. You just do it. When you don't smoke, I don't smoke. It's not hard for me to not smoke.
Yep.
But go back a few decades within my lifetime, people wouldn't put on seatbelts. People were like, you want me not to smoke? You can't tell me what to do.
That's right.
And we made that cultural shift and there are different mechanisms for that, but it can be done. And you talked to me, since the last time we spoke, you talked to me about you picking up stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing you to do it. I just told you about this thing. There was a big smile on your face.
Absolutely. And you know what it felt like? Here's what it is. And it's funny, I want to talk about this right now because it's key. It's like I'm making a difference, which is one of those drivers, I think, as you know, wanting to be a leader and stuff. Not that I want to lead anybody. I'm actually not leading anybody but myself. I'm leading myself. But here's what I'm doing. I know how important my space is, my walks, my streets, my town, my city, my province, my country. You know, you can build, go, 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 right? How important it all is. And you go, well, if it's important, then do something about it. I don't want to be living, like you said, you know, garbage on the streets stuff. I don't want, I walk back there. It's actually bumming me out. And then I think, oh man, if I could just have a garbage, I would have gone, you know, pick some of this up. Or where's our garbage people? And I think, no, the responsibility is mine to start making, take one step. You know how you said, go play the scales. We talked about the piano. Like, start the piano. Yeah, I could sit for a year and learn about the environment and all the tons of plastic, and I could take courses. So that's not picking up the garbage that's in my path.
Exactly.
So I'm glad you brought that up.
Should I turn this light on?
That's okay. We're coming close to the end. But, I mean, it's
okay.
Actually fine. You're bright enough on there. And
the things I think people who do 1L1P,
yeah,
picking up trash leads you to do other things. It's, you know, ultimately – when you do things that other people don't know about and you still do it, it's integrity.
Yes.
Integrity, like any other skill of leadership, you develop it with practice and rehearsal. The more you do it, the more you build it. The less you practice it, the less you have it. And, you know, I go running. I can't help this. I go running down from where I live. It's not far from the Hudson River. So I run down Christopher Street, run down the river, and run back. Christopher Street is always covered with trash. And, there's, you know, the Swedish invented this thing called plogging, or they named it. which is running and picking up garbage while you do it. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I had John Lee Dumas on my podcast, and we were talking. He picked up a challenge for me, so I picked up a challenge from him, which is to go plogging. And when I run down Christopher Street, there's a lot of trash. And I had to make a rule for myself. It's only what's directly in my path, because there's so much. I'm not trying to save the world myself.
Right.
I'm trying to make my world better. And the first couple times I did it, I was like, do I want to do this? And now actually I want to be kind of not ostentatious, but I want people to see that I'm doing it so that they say, he's doing it, I can do it.
Right.
It's not hard. Big change. It's not hard. And actually you're doing a bunch of lunges along the way. It's healthy. But the biggest change is I run down to the river, pick up trash along the way, and I don't have to bring a bag with me because there's trash cans in every corner. I just throw it, you know, I carry it half a block and just throw it away. When I come back from the river and I come back up the way that I came, my path is clean. It's clean.
Yeah.
I cleaned it.
Right.
I cleaned my world. And it feels tremendous. It didn't take me any extra time. It actually gave me better exercise. And that's 1L1P. What I'm spreading, there's a lot of people who are spreading, and I'm a fan of education, I'm a fan of legislation, I'm a fan of science. I support all these things. I think we've reached about how far they're going to get us. The next step is leadership. And what I'm spreading, at least in my heart, is joy, integrity, discovery, personal growth, empowerment, because that's what comes out of this, you know, and a clean, pure environment,
yeah.
Responsibility.
Exactly.
When I was a kid, I didn't like responsibility. I didn't like accountability. Yeah. I wanted all the privilege and none of the responsibility. As I got older, turns out responsibility means I can't do some of the things I used to, and I got to do some things I didn't like before.
Right.
In every case where I've been taken on responsibility, it's made my life better. And that's what I'm spreading. Yeah, you're going to pick stuff up off the ground. I think you're going to be glad you did. Just post hashtag 1L1P, spread the word, get one person to join each time. And I'd love to find out that you in, I don't know, Montreal, or you in LA, or you in Australia, or you whatever, that it comes back. I would love to find out someone somewhere started, you know, got 1L1P growing there. And also, if anyone out there knows coding so we can put some stuff, give that feedback mechanism so people can see the measurable growth in this. You know, it's just getting started. Kevin took the initiative to, this is the first time I'm speaking publicly about it. I would love to have people on board to take leadership roles. There's tons of leadership roles available here to make this grow and to bring joy to people who are taking responsibility to live by their values and share that joy with others.
I love it. I love it. On that note, I mean, we're going to end it. We're coming to the end of the show. And this is where it's really just take action, right? This is what, Josh, this is what you talk about in your books, how you teach as leaders. You go, it's not about learning and just reading and reading. It's what you do with what you learn and read. And then sometimes it's just doing it, period. Like, just go do it. Like, maybe you're not the best piano player, right? So go do the scales. Just do the scales. This is what? This is, oh, there's one piece in front of me. I'm picking that up. And go do it. I already started it. I already did it. I put a couple of pictures. Hashtag 1L1P. And it's like, yeah. And now it's the next half of it, which is go out and share and talk to somebody else. So guess what? We're doing it on. We did it Facebook Live. If you're listening to a recording, it's, you know, through podcast or it's through audio, video. You're listening to it. Take action on it. Go try it for yourself. You know what? It's almost like try it on. Josh, I'm going to leave it with that. It's like, here's a jacket. Try it on. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. But you know what? You may go, you know what? This isn't so bad. It's not a bad thing. Why? It's my path. I'm making a difference. I feel good. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it for me. This is my way of contributing to my life. I don't know. Would that be a good way to say it, Josh?
Like,
it's making a difference in my life.
I guarantee it won't stop here, because after you do this, people shift from, when you shift from talking about stuff to doing things, you want to do more and you want to do more. So this is going to grow a number of people. It's going to grow in you feeling great about yourself. Look, we're talking about picking up trash, and we're happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know what? In our own way, we are making a difference, and we're leading. Nobody else, just we're leading. Like, we're taking leadership responsibility role, and we're not, hey, I'm no expert in this. I learned from Josh. I hear it. I go, yeah, okay, now we're going to tweak. Let's try it out. This is not about thou shalt. This is about, hey, would you consider it? Because we think your life will be better. And at the end of the day, all of us, not having to blame anybody, not having to wait for the whole world to take action. We're taking action to make a difference in the world.
Said it.
Right on. Cool. Well, thanks for joining us, folks. This is, you know, be sure to check it out. If you like what you see, you know, reach out to me. I'm always approachable. Email through hashtag Your Business Matters Show. We're going to have it on Facebook. We'll do the Twitter thing. We'll do LinkedIn, you know, social media, all the angles. You know, Josh, where can people learn more about you? Let's get them that because that's critical. I think you got so much stuff to offer.
So joshuaspodek.com is the best place. So it's joshuaspodek.com.
Perfect.
The podcast, you just go to the upper right corner, click on podcast, and you can hear the Leadership in the Environment podcast.
Awesome. Awesome. And there's some good stuff there. Check out his book. I mean, it is phenomenal and, you know, close to my heart when he said, you know, it's not just about learning stuff conceptually, it's actually applying it. And that's what we do in coaching hockey. It's like, you know, let's get out there and practice. Josh helps you practice. So be sure to follow him, check him out, and we'll see you here next time on the hashtag Your Business Matters Show.
Your Business Matters Show is a production of BeYourBestToday.ca.